AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. President Trump is ramping up his feud with Elon Musk, AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
It was just a week ago that the president lauded him in the Oval Office as Musk left the administration.
I look forward to continuing to be a friend and advisor to the president.
In the days since, their breakup has played out in public as Musk has ripped the president's signature tax cuts and spending package.
I'm very disappointed.
Saying Musk may be suffering Trump derangement syndrome. Musk responded in real time on his social media platform, writing, "Whatever," and later saying, "Without me, Trump would have lost the election." The president fired back on his platform, threatening to cut Musk's government contracts and subsidies, to which Musk replied, "This just gets better and better."
Tesla stock prices dropped 14% after Trump's threats. An immigration judge has granted bond to the Massachusetts teen arrested on his way to volleyball practice. Robin Dice, who is Marcelo Gomez da Silva's attorney, says the teenager, whose student visa had expired, should not have been detained in the first place.
Don't come after members of our community. Target the bad guys if there's bad guys. Or also, let the criminal justice system do its work. Immigration court is not meant to be a criminal justice system. It's not set up for that.
In a statement at the UN on Memorial Day for fallen UN staff, Secretary General Antonio Guterres says 126 UN workers were killed in Gaza by Israeli strikes.
Some were killed delivering life-saving aid, others alongside their families, others while shielding the vulnerable. The sacrifice of all 168 of our fallen colleagues everywhere, humanitarians, peacekeepers, peacemakers, is a tragedy.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports on expected NATO spending hikes.
NATO defense ministers are set to approve plans to buy more weapons and military equipment to beef up defense for Europe, the Arctic, and North Atlantic. The capability targets are assigned to each of the 32 member countries. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth told reporters in Brussels ahead of a meeting of NATO defense ministers.
To be an alliance, you got to be more than flags. You got to be formations. You got to be more than conferences. You need to be combat ready capabilities.
NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte said that the targets will help to
assess the gaps we have, not only to be able to defend ourselves today, but also 3, 5, 7 years from now.
Priority purchases include air and missile defense systems, artillery ammunition, drones, and strategic enablers like air-to-air refueling, heavy air transport, and logistics. I'm Karen Shamas.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.